if our plan's approved or not within the next couple of weeks, and we'll be ready to go with students in Cokeville August 24th and Star Valley students August 25th.
Well, before we get into what's in the plan that you're discussing tonight, walk us through this process. What has it been like? It's not just school officials involved in doing this. There's a lot of different wheels spinning with this.
You're absolutely correct, Duke. And we've had multiple committees together over the course of the last 3 weeks or so. I would thank the administrative team, to include the principals and directors. They've put a lot of time in this month, and to be candid, they're off contract this month. The month of July, they're off contract, and they've volunteered their time. We very much appreciate them. We've also we brought in 35 staff members and teachers, and had them give us some different perspectives and help us with our general district plan, as well as building specific plans. And those building specific plans we hope to have on our website by next week, so that parents can start to make some plans and decide what they're going to do and what's best for their family, what's best to keep their students and their family healthy and safe.
Superintendent Matt Erickson with us in studio. So when this work session happens tonight with the district, what does the plan look like as far as right now?
Okay, so first off, we met yesterday. The district administrative team met with Lincoln County public health officials, Jay Hoganson, Stephen Malik, Patrice, and then Dr. Krell, our county health officer. And they were extremely easy to work with yesterday and very easy to collaborate with and want what's best for students as well in their education. So based on their recommendations, as well as what we've put together with our plan tonight, the plan is in our work session. So the first 45 minutes from 6 to 6:45, myself as well as Nate Westcott, J.C. Inske, Amanda McAdams, and Jason Horsley will present our plan to the school board and allow the school board to ask questions and get some clarifications if needed. And then we'll open it up to the public to make comments if they would like to. And we're going to accept written comments as well. There's going to be two options tonight to tune into the meeting for the public. That'll be through Zoom, as well as we'll stream it live on Facebook. And if you would like to comment, then you'll need to be on the Zoom link so that we can allow you into the meeting and you can make your comment. Chairman Hershey will be accepting comments or questions, if you will.
So if you're watching on Facebook, just to clarify, if you're watching on Facebook, you can't just comment on the post and get your question. It has to be through the Zoom link then.
Correct. And if you want to put written comment in, we've got it's already on our website, but there's a Google form. And the Google form has the four areas of the Smart Start plan, which are communication, safety and wellness, school operations, and then obviously instruction and technology are the four areas of the plan.
Superintendent Matt Erickson with us this morning with that work session happening tonight. So if the plan is approved, then you just start rolling it out. What's the next step?
So like I mentioned a minute ago, the plan will go to the state later this week. It's due by August 1st, and then when we hear back from the state, we're ready to move forward. But obviously, before we even get approval from the state, we're obviously making a lot of plans behind the scenes, such as with transportation, food services, passing periods, extra sanitizers, if you will. We're bringing on additional custodians to help us in our buildings. So we anticipate and are hopeful that we've thought through most everything. But sure, tonight there'll be an item or two that maybe we haven't processed or thought through that the public will bring to our attention. So we appreciate their comments.
So when it comes to some of those specifics like transportation, if I remember right, the rule was, maybe still is, only 12 on a bus at a time. Is that still the rule? And so what is the kind of the process to make transportation happen?
So I'll give you a little teaser for tonight, if that's all right. the rule with transportation, the governor today, this afternoon, is going to have a press conference, and we anticipate that the governor is going to allow buses to be to the seating capacity of the bus with masks or face coverings, if you will, worn. So, interesting side note, we kicked out a survey a couple of weeks ago. We had a little over 1,100 people that responded to that survey, Duke, and in that survey, about 57%, if I remember correctly, mentioned that their students would be using transportation, bus, to get to and from school. So the majority of people in our community, to the tune of about 80% of our parents that responded to our survey, are extremely or somewhat comfortable with their kids returning back to our buildings and facilities for face-to-face learning at this time.
That's a pretty good margin of those that are comfortable with it, yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah, right? Superintendent, thanks so much for your time. Anything else ahead of this work session tonight do you wanted to mention this morning?
I just mentioned that we appreciate our parents and stakeholders being patient with us. We've been criticized that we didn't roll out a plan early enough. We rolled the plan out as early as the state would allow and as early as the state had the template. And to be honest with you, health orders we anticipate will be changing for August 1st, Saturday. And so we've been operating under the current conditions that we have. And if we were going to operate under the current conditions, it wouldn't be maybe advantageous to go back to school face-to-face. But the health orders that are coming out today to take effect August 1st are going to allow us to have face-to-face Tier 1 school, if you will. We're super excited about that, and we think that the majority of our parents and students are excited to come back here in 25-6 days. They've been home for 6 months, we think that they're excited to come back. At least that's the results of our survey.
I know my kids are. I know my wife is.
That's yes. Great.
Absolutely. Well, Superintendent, thanks so much. So again, tonight, the public will be invited to attend either on Zoom or Facebook at about 6:45, 7 o'clock, correct?
Actually, 6 o'clock.
6
so
o'clock.
It's a work session tonight, so there'll be no action taken.
Okay.
But the first 45 minutes will be an interchange or dialogue, communication between the district admin team as well as the board.
Okay.
And then we'll open it up to the public at 6:45.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right.
Details again at the district website, lcsd2.org, correct?
Correct.
All right. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. You can tune in tonight and for that district workshop meeting. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SBI.